Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Tuesday morning to all the donks. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Please give a follow if you're not already. Joined this morning, as always, by Eric Bickle.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, sir. He's at EB Junkies on your social medias. Joined by John Paul Flame, too.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello, sir. Hope all's well. Jason Bishop is here, too.
JP was telling me yesterday he's very upset that this is his last day of work this week.
Two-day work week.
Oh, okay.
I do have to drive to New Jersey and take a U-Haul back from New York City on Friday.
Ah, the move out.
But, yeah, it's nice to have a two-day work week.
Yeah, I hear you.
Good for you, man.
The boys behind the glass are here. Matt Valdez, hello, sir.
Morning, Cakes. Morning.
Hope all's well. Hope you found some 50% off goods at your local Giant. Maybe some more coffee. For the break room at some point.
Didn't know we needed more coffee.
No, but you know you can always stock up. That's all. If you find a bargain.
If I see one, I will get it.
Yeah. I was stunned at how much Cakes fills that coffee pot with water. You know, at the house, we might put five or six cups in our little thing, which is about a third of the coffee container thing.
Yes.
Cakes has it filled to the brim.
To the maximum.
I mean, he must have 15 cups of coffee in there.
No, I believe the max is 12 cups.
Oh.
You have 12.
Yeah, and between you and Valdez, you get through it.
So there's six each.
We're chopping the pot.
It's unbelievable. And he has a cup before from the hoop machine that he doesn't like.
That's correct.
So there's at least seven cups of coffee that Cakes goes through on a daily basis.
Said it for years, is one of the most caffeinated guys I've ever seen. Back when we carpooled 25 years ago, he'd show up with soda. We'd stop before work. This is when we were a nighttime show. Get a soda. He would then get one or two during the show from the vending machine. Then on the way home at 11 o'clock at night,
he'd
stop and get another soda. And
I know, which is insane.
Look, the next time I'm on a road trip, hopefully Drab T-shirt and I, hello Drab, we will hop in the car together, the rental, and we'll seek out a 7-Eleven or a Circle K, whatever it is in the town. And we'll go get redneck guzzlers together.
So that's kind of what we do. Seven cups of coffee here on average. Then when's the next caffeinated stop? When you get home, you have like a Diet Coke or something?
Yeah, I might have like one soda throughout the day. I've curtailed
my... So now you're down to about eight. So you have about eight caffeine hits.
Yeah, that's about right. That sounds about standard.
Might be more normal than you think.
Now, I mean, it may put me in an early grave. I don't know, but there's been no...
So far, so good.
There's been no, like, adverse health consequences at this point.
Very low heart rate,
I mean, my doctor has never said, stop drinking all the coffee, you idiot. Yeah.
Does it cause you to race to the bathroom like it does me around 7:30?
I do make a lot of bathroom trips.
Yeah, but not, like, duty trips.
Oh, no, no.
I don't know how it doesn't stir that.
You out-duty trip me, probably at least here...
Yeah.
100 to 1.
Yeah.
Maybe 500 to 1.
Well, I don't plan on it. It just, the wave hits.
Right.
And you just got to go. Like, yesterday I thought I was going to have an issue.
Yeah, you just have a different system.
You think back in the day Matt Lauer ever just felt like he was going to poop his pants and he had to...
He just had to leave the set?
Well, he held on for dear life.
I mean,
I'm sure it's happened.
I was not a big consumer of today.
Yeah,
but I'm assuming that there were segments where
it has to be, right?
There has to be like a cooking segment where he'd be like, you know what, I need 5 minutes.
Yeah, he got breaks all the time.
Yeah, he got a ton of breaks. Yes.
So he had plenty of time to go drop a deuce. But what if he was like interviewing somebody? You know, like he had Obama on the show or something, and all of a sudden a wave hit.
Had to hold it.
Like anxiety and the coffee. I mean, I just don't even know what you do. You're on live television. On the radio, it really doesn't matter. You just leave. But when you're on TV, you really can't.
Yeah, it's live.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of
probably
a
lot of jobs where you can't just roll
pick
off
up and
your
go.
Post and go take a deuce.
Yeah, but what do you do? What's the alternative?
What if you're Johnny Depp's attorney yesterday and you're questioning, you're crossing Amber Heard and you have to say,
Your Honor, I need to approach.
And then I've got to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a good bit of that.
May I approach the bench? May I approach?
It's amazing. I object. Hearsay. Object. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's over and over.
It's confusing.
I don't even know how to testify. I wouldn't even know what to say. With the
Kicks,
lawyers.
I stayed out.
You stay out of court.
For me, I stayed out pretty late last night.
Okay, late night.
And you would not have envied my dinner time yesterday, which was at 8:15.
This was Hokie Club?
Soul Crushing.
Yeah, it was the Hokie Club event at Two Silos in Manassas, which started... I got there at 5:30, but it's technically started at 6.
Oh, my God, you were there forever.
I was there from 6 to 8, and then I was starving because, I mean, there was food there, but there were so many people.
It's hard to eat.
And I was talking to a bunch
like
of people,
yeah,
I said, I got to go, and I got to go eat. So I stopped at Chick-fil-A at 8:15 or 8:20.
They didn't have food there?
No, they did. There were just so many people there, and we were taking forever to get food. But I was starving, and I had dinner. Just had a spicy chicken sandwich at 8:20.
I bet it hit the spot, though.
It hit the spot, but I don't like eating that late. And I got
no waffle fries?
No, I just got the sandwich. And I fell asleep probably at 9:15.
Wow. Did you feel terrible
this
morning?
Like me. Seriously, that's like you guys falling asleep at 1 in the morning for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very late. Very, very late.
But it was a cool event. Like I said, tons of people. Weather turned out to be great. Two
Who'd
silos.
You meet?
I just said hello to Coach Pry and Bud Foster. But there were so many people that were in line to just take pictures with them and get their autographs. I just said hello.
What is Bud Foster doing in his retirement?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Chilling.
Maybe a little consulting. I don't know.
Football consulting.
But
very
they
nice.
All took a private jet. Shocker. They all took a private jet up there. To Manassas, and you know, I mean, this.
Hold on, I took a private jet from Blacksburg to Manassas.
Oh yeah,
knock out the event real quick.
You think they're going to drive?
How long is that commute? Like, if
you're driving,
yeah.
Apparently, traffic was. I was talking to my buddy Matt, who's he runs the alumni funding. He said it took him 5 hours yesterday to drive from Blacksburg to Manassas.
Then, you know what? Then it makes all the sense in the world.
What is it like? 30 minutes, maybe?
Oh, probably 30-40 minutes.
Yeah.
But you know that's what you can do when you're big time.
You know
football
you're a baller. You know you're a baller when you are taking a private jet intrastate. You're not even leaving the state border.
You think Frank Beamer is going to get in a car and drive 5 hours from Blacksburg?
Of course not. Why would he?
So, but it was a very cool event, and met a bunch of people. Met some people that Bickle knows, and man, there's a ton of people in the Northern Virginia area that are just big, big-time Hokie fans.
Well, we've known that since we started the show.
And you don't really see it until, I mean, in Northern Virginia, you don't really see it until you get to a event like that.
Are they all wearing their Hokie colors?
Like everybody was wearing Hokie.
Or like a Hokie sweatshirt?
There wasn't one person not wearing a Hokie shirt.
It wasn't too casual, right? It was a little dress-up-y?
No, it was a lot of people in golf shirts and shorts.
Right.
Oh, really?
I wore jeans and a golf shirt.
Was Macaulay there?
I did not
see everything in the bar?
I didn't see Macaulay.
Right.
But, you know, for me, it's a late night on a Monday.
That is
if it was a
night.
Thursday, I can get through it. But Monday, it's kind of late.
I felt like I went to bed early last night, and it was an hour after you.
Yeah, me
10:15.
I went to bed at 10:30, and I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
10:30 is great. I'm going to get 6 hours.
I pwned you guys. I went to bed at 9.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's silly.
But some early beers for you then.
But JP,
tonight, I will go
to sleep. I will be in bed. I'm going to watch the first half of the Celtics. That's tonight, right? Celtics
Heat
tonight. I'm going to watch the first half of that game, and I'm going to be asleep by halftime.
Mm.
So I'm guessing.
Maybe I should watch.
Does that game start late?
That will
Drabby, does that
sleep.
Does that
I think
start
8:30?
Late? Oh, I can't watch that.
Yeah. Too late.
You're okay. Positive.
I was hoping it was 7.
No,
I won't watch that.
I was talking to my son about it. All the games start late.
No, can't do it.
Especially think about it. The games are in San Francisco and Dallas for the Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
So you know those are starting late.
Yeah, yeah, I thought I was. I don't know why I was thinking.
Even
we started
Sunday
seven.
Night, like we were looking at game three.
Mm-hmm.
Got all of Sunday to play that game. You could play it at 3. You could play it at 5. Got to
have the most eyes on it.
I think it's a 9 o'clock tip.
No, I'll just watch live from, and then I'll just go to sleep.
Yeah, I think I
was watching this, Tiger yesterday.
Yeah, I think I watched the same like hour of live from whatever, like 3 times.
Man, he was limping big time yesterday, walking up those hills.
He looks funny.
I'm not
when
saying
he walks.
That he's in pain. He just look. He was looks limping. Funny. He was favoring it big time yesterday.
He looks funny when he walks, but his swing looks silly.
Yeah,
they said he hit one drive 350 plus.
I saw that 358. Yep.
I mean, the swing speed is there, Valdez. He'd get hot. And like you say, they went through. Brando, I'm sure you saw it because they rerun everything on Golf Channel 9 million times. They reran his, the second round 63 or whatever he shot.
Yeah.
Last time he won at Southern Hills.
Should have been a 62. But
and they literally went shot by shot. And you could see all the irons he was hitting off the tee.
What year was
still
that?
Still birdieing.
2007.
So, yeah. Because he won back to back 7 and 8. Yeah, he won 99, 2000, then he won 7 and 8, so he won back-to-back twice.
Are you watching with your pants down by your ankles?
No.
Shot by shot?
No, it's just amazing how in control of his game he was at that time. And how baggy the pants were.
I love major championship week.
Yeah, the double-pleated, baggy-ass
hey,
pants.
If you go on YouTube, you can watch his final round at Southern Hill shot by shot. It's only like 30, 40 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
So if you have,
what did he shoot that day? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I think it might have been 70.
He's just in complete control
of his
game.
He was blowing away the field.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't really have to do much.
You know, we mentioned Ricky yesterday. Ricky is in the field. Apparently
is he?
From his top 10 at Kiowa last year.
Okay.
So when
I didn't see him in the
odds.
No,
Ricky was in the event, and Ricky's still pondering going to the Saudi tour.
Ricky.
That was the big story yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, Ricky. When you can't make cuts, you need to paychecks.
He's working with a mental coach, and he's doing all these things to try to get back, you know, to where he was. At one point, Ricky was ranked 4th in the world. Right now, I believe this week, he's ranked 146.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's barely in this event. Didn't get into the Masters. But if Ricky Fowler says F you to the PGA Tour and takes that dirty money, I can't imagine he could do that.
I'd be surprised if he would.
Even though he's not playing well, he's in the prime of his career.
Yeah, you're right. He is 55-1. I don't
it's
know
the
how
prime
I missed
of a floundering career from the sound of it.
Well, he's won five times. He's just
got
to get
it figured out.
He's
got so much money. He's got stupid money. But he got married, had a kid, you know, got other things on his mind.
Spieth bottomed out there for a while. Now, maybe not as low as this, but it'd be interesting to see what Ricky can do. You know, over the next year or two. But if Ricky Fowler takes that dirty Saudi money, Cakes, that's crazy.
I don't think he will.
I can't wait to see now.
How about Jack Nicklaus saying he was offered $100 million to be the face of the tour?
Right. Cakes,
$100 million.
Did you have the wherewithal to turn that down?
Me or Jack Nicklaus?
You,
no,
but you're Jack Nicklaus.
No, I would not.
But you're Jack Nicklaus, though.
Oh, if I'm Jack Nicklaus, I turn it down because I'm Jack Nicklaus and I'm old and I don't need $100 million. If I'm him, I don't need $100 million.
Well, he's probably
point.
Got $100 million.
Yeah, he's got probably more than that in the bank already. And he's old. Like, how old is Jack?
82.
He's 82. But like Jack said,
he doesn't need a golden parachute.
Well, he doesn't need it, but also I helped build the PGA Tour.
Right.
I'm not going to tear it down.
The golden bear doesn't need a golden parachute, Valdez.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
People are just destroying Norman, though.
Right.
I mean, he is getting pummeled. Did you see Wayne Grady's comments?
I did not.
No,
Wayne Grady just clubbed him. He's won him for 50 years.
Who's Wayne Grady?
I think he won.
Does anybody know who he is?
No. Sure, he played on tour a long, long time ago. Yeah, but I think he may have won one major, maybe like the PGA or something, like in 1990.
PGA 1905?
No. But he just destroyed Greg, just said he's a selfish, awful human being, only cares about Greg. You know, I don't know. The golf stuff is you know, if you're a golf geek, it's good gossip this week.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Beem is trashing Alan Shipnuck. Remember, Alan Shipnuck wrote a book about Rich Beem back in the early 2000s. I think it was called like Bud, Sweat, and Tease or something. And he says he doesn't trust them.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard
remember, Rich Beem was a wild man when he first came on tour.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard an interview with Shipnuck on Sunday on PGA Tour Radio, and he was talking about the book, and and Phil, and they asked him when he expects Phil to come back. He says, I have no idea. He says, maybe the Saudi event, maybe the Open. Doesn't expect to see him. Obviously, this week he pulled out, but no one really knows when you're going to see Phil again. It's going to be very interesting to see when he comes back, and then when he does, what he says about this controversy.
How much of the Depp trial did you watch?
I watched about an hour. She just gets on my nerves. She's just, oh, man, she's just mind-numbing. She's just on and on and on. But I did watch The Cross because Camille Vasquez, Depp's attorney, started to
that's your girl.
Question her. I thought she was pretty good, actually.
I think they
caught her in a lie about the money that she supposedly donated after the settlement.
She said she donated $7 million to ACLU and to, like, Children's Hospital or something.
Didn't they catch her?
She admitted that she didn't get to follow through on a lot of the donation because she said, Johnny sued me for $50
million. The thing that they hammered...
after, like, 5 minutes of denying it, she finally admitted it.
Right.
Because the attorney was like, no, not pledge. How much have you donated?
Yeah.
And then she didn't understand what donated meant. So she goes, how much have you paid the ACLU? And she goes, oh, zero.
Right.
$0.
So do you have no regard for her? You think she's awful? Garbage?
I don't.
Because you caught her in other lies. It's not like the cosmetics.
The cosmetic
lie.
Thing she lied about. It's not really about her. I've just always been on Team Johnny, and I'm smitten, and I'm being honest about it.
Well, I mean, look, the thing they really hammered her about was all these claims that he just beat the crap out of her, and she had bruises and broken noses and cuts and, you know, black eyes. And the next night, they're at some gala, and she looks like she looks fine.
Yeah, but then she was talking about how she knows how to conceal it.
Right. She used makeup.
If anybody believes that, you're nuts. There's no way makeup can conceal two black eyes or cut, you know, a swollen nose. But anyway, that's what they hammered her on yesterday.
Hey, maybe I'll try some makeup to see if I can cover up the bags tomorrow. We can.
Those early morning news people do. Sure. I guarantee you they have bags on their eyes.
Certainly. Yeah. They're waking up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, Prize Pigs, be on the alert. We'll have a prize giveaway when we come back. And is Dan Snyder in charge of concessions at the PGA Championship? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Alert for the Prize Pigs, 8:45, just about 2 hours from now, we will play a game on a Tuesday for a chance to win pairs of tickets to Grant Hill's The Game book tour at the Capitol Turnaround Union Stage coming up on June 4th. So keep listening for your chance to win those. Get to see Grant Hill in person.
I didn't realize he was a co-owner of the Atlanta Hawks.
Hmm.
Yeah, I knew that.
It's there
he
on
was.
The resume. I don't know how much of a percentage he has, what the deal is, but
hey, it's a bigger percentage than any of us have.
That is true.
In a professional sports team. So
that is sure.
Good for him. Good for Grant Hill. Wanted to talk about the concession prices at the PGA Championship coming up at Southern Hills this week.
All right.
Now, a lot of the trends in concession prices at sporting events, they're trying to give the consumer a break at certain spots. Now, it's not in every arena or stadium. I know the Falcons have gone to like a much cheaper concession price. They're just trying to do it on volume instead of, you know, gouging you for expensive beers, hot dogs. The PGA, they're not taking that approach.
They've gone the other direction.
They're going the other direction.
Well, remember, just to counter, in the Masters, everything's butt cheap.
Yeah, the Masters, I have some of their prices from 2022. Very, very cheap. Their domestic beers are $5. Import beers, $5. American craft beers, $5.
Mm-hmm.
Bottled water, $2 at the Masters.
Mm.
At Southern Hills, a Michelob Ultra.
That's unbelievable.
Care to guess how much a... Now, I'm guessing this is a larger size, probably a 20 or 24-ounce serving.
Well, just because you're making it sound like it's outrageous, I'm going to say $12.
Okay? I saw the price, so...
They were 16-ounce aluminum bottles when I went to the PGA when Phil won.
Okay, so it's probably 16-ouncer.
All right.
$18 for a 16-ounce beer. Stella is a dollar more.
$19.
$19.
Could have cost you a 20 spot to get one beer.
For a Stella.
Unbelievable.
A bottle of water.
$5.
Six.
Wow.
$6.
Aquafina, $6.
And you're out there dying.
No, no. Here's the thing. On Wednesday and Thursday in Tulsa, I think they're having a heat wave.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 93 degrees on the course.
It is, yeah.
And you're walking around, and you're going to be dehydrated and sweating, and you got to go spend $6 on a water
you're going to pummel in two seconds.
Well,
they're going to have
people die. Yeah.
Can you bring one of those Camelback things that runners use?
That's a good question. I don't...
With the straw and backpack.
Maybe. And bring your own stuff in?
Bring your own water.
I'm guessing they're checking at the gate.
If you're ready to be mocked by everybody, sure, bring a Camelback in. I see people running without... Look. If it's 95 degrees, okay, maybe you bring a Camelback or a bottle of water with you, maybe. But if it's 70 degrees, just leave your sack with all the tubes coming out of it at home.
You can get your water at home. Long distance runner. What if you're going for like a 15-mile run?
Okay. That's different.
I think that's what the guy's doing for.
That's the vast minority of people going for anything
true,
more
but those
than
are
like
the guys that are wearing
miler.
Those things. If they're just going for a short run,
trust me, people wear those around my neighborhood, and they're not going for 15 milers.
Really?
They're going for like 2 milers.
Oh, well,
did you see the prices in the New York Islanders' new arena? Is a cocktail's $25?
Is it really?
Yeah, beers are 19. So a dollar more. Yeah, dollar
more. When it comes really in handy having a media pass.
Yeah.
Now I'm not sure if they have alcohol available, but like it. At the most recent event at Avenel, Media Pass got you in and had all your waters, sodas.
Yeah, but they didn't have booze, though. No booze.
Don't think they had booze, but...
They're not going to have booze in the media tent.
Mm-mm.
But it would save you $6 per
for sure.
For waters.
And they had it in the regular tent that I went, but I guess I had tickets.
Yeah, you had some sort of foof tickets.
Okay, yeah, I don't know that.
Like
foofy
corporate hospitality.
Yeah, if you
tickets.
Go to one
you
of those.
You just had to tip.
Yeah, if you're in the tent.
If you have one of those hospitality things, yeah, sure. Yeah. That's a different deal. But not for the media. The media, they're not just going to give you booze because you're supposed to be there working.
Right.
Like Jason yesterday gave the nubbiest thing he did last weekend, which I've already forgotten. He stole a bunch of towels and he also stole a bunch of food. That's right. From the breakfast buffet.
At
the Hyatt.
Muffins.
But we're all kind of like that. Yesterday I took my little one to Sky Zone, which is one of those little trampoline places. A couple of the kids from her school right after went to Sky Zone. So we all went to Sky Zone. And about 15 minutes in, she's all heated up, sweating. She goes, "Dad, can I have an icy?" I was like, "You're finished." I went to the car and got her water bottle.
Yeah, I mean,
couldn't hook her up with a little icy.
You spend a lot on the Sky Zone already.
Well, we have a monthly pass.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
wow,
we go there pretty frequently.
I do hear you mention. I do hear you mention that a lot.
I'm shocked those places are still in business. I guess there's still
you're
a market.
They're still in business.
I am.
Those places are packed.
Well, people don't know what to do with their kids.
I guess
they just need a babysitter.
And you would think it was little kids, but I had to tell her to watch herself because about halfway through the time I was there. there was like a soccer team that came in, a bunch of 14-year-olds.
Right. Well, they like jumping around trampolines. Why is slam ball, why did that go away? I see highlights of that sometimes
stunk.
On the internet. Yeah, but it's so fun to watch. Like, you see clips on the internet.
Well, apparently not enough people thought it was that fun to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so much terrible TV.
TV's fun because Arthur Agee came in and promoted that. Years ago, Arthur Agee was part of slam ball.
God bless Arthur Agee. It's because I've watched the clips, and it's incredible. I love it. I think they should bring it back. They're bringing back the USFL.
Like regular basketball. They don't need to watch.
No,
guys,
nobody's watching USFL. Nobody.
Yeah, right. No, one goes to the games.
Not a lot of people.
By the way, Valdez, did you see the weather? So you mentioned 93, 92 the next 2 days and humid. Although, yeah, so 93, 92, Friday, 88. And then Saturday, 64 is the high. In Tulsa.
It's supposed to be windy on the weekend.
Yeah, so it's going from mid-90s to mid-60s in 2 days.
Well, yesterday was a show because there was hail the size of golf balls.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, really?
Coming down.
Didn't come to Kensington. The hail didn't. A storm rolled through real quick, but no hail. Did it pummel your car? Hail's pummeled my car so many times.
No, didn't pummel my car.
Isn't he talking about Oklahoma?
No.
Here in Virginia.
I mean, Pete Medhurst showed hail that came down in his neighborhood, size of racquetballs. Racquetballs.
Yeah.
Think about that. Pulling your car.
It destroys your car. Destroys it. Happened to me a couple years ago. But the storm that came through for us in Kensington was, you know, I'm going to rip through in like 15 minutes. No big deal. Valdez said a tree almost fell.
Jason, on 18 at Potomac Shores yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So we were sprinting to get golfing because we saw the clouds rolling in and the temp just dropped 20 degrees.
Yeah.
And the wind just picked up. It was blowing about 20 miles an hour. So we're sprinting towards the end. And on the final hole, I hit my ball past the green, kind of near like a big fan. And 10 feet behind that is the woods.
Yeah.
And the wind was ripping so hard that the tree fell over and landed 10 feet from me.
Imagine.
Wow. Yeah, I picked up my ball and I ran to the cart and I said, this is finished.
Yeah, I saw there was a big
storm. Gave yourself a par.
There was a big storm that hit the Manassas area before I got there.
Right.
But it was pretty big, and but yeah, it was just kind of windy and rained a little bit at my house. But
now it's silly.
Trees were falling over. It was a show.
Yeah,
was just a little salty yesterday because I had to turn my air conditioner on. First time I had to turn my AC on probably since October, early October, maybe late September.
No, D turned my hours on this weekend.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy about it.
Shit, it's too muggy.
Oh, I get so happy when it's on. I don't care about whatever cost it is. I just want to feel comfortable.
Right.
Comfort is king.
No, I'm just worried about it breaking. I think one of my units is going to break.
But you got one of those scam.
I know, but it takes forever
things.
For them to get out there and to fix it. So if it broke today, I might not be able to get someone out there until
Friday.
You're always
complaining about the AC. What do? They just keep sort of patching it. They're never really like fully replacing the unit.
Until they can't patch it anymore, and then they replace it. They replace one unit in my house, but the other one's still the original unit. They keep putting Band-Aids on that one. But that'll break in the next few weeks.
Sure. Of course it will.
I can just see it.
When it's 91 degrees outside, too.
But it was 75 in my house yesterday. It was comfy. My daughters complained. They said, Dad, we have to turn the air conditioner.
75 equals stuff.
I think later this week it might hit like 80, 90 around here. I thought I saw that.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be
Friday.
Pretty.
Watch
Friday, the weather.
90.
Huh?
Friday, 90.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, 90.
I hate that.
Get ready. You can even wear shorts to work.
No. Because why would you do that? Because it's 65 in here. It doesn't
feels
matter what
so
it is
good.
Outside.
Shorts and a hoodie.
It's always
amazing.
Freezing in here. I will every day. It doesn't matter. It'll be 100 outside. I'm going to wear a hoodie in here.
Well, you can adjust that.
What? Take my shirt off?
Well, the thermostat's 5 feet away from you.
Yeah.
I did adjust that. I turned it off.
Yeah. Well, it was freezing.
It was pumping like cold air this morning.
Well, that means it's going to be 74 degrees.
Well, he didn't
know
turn
it.
The heat on. He just turned the AC off, I think. Mm. Right? I think that's what he
yes.
did. Who knows? It's a constant battle in here.
It is a battle.
Every morning.
True.
Every morning. Well, the good news is none of us are going to the PGA, so we don't have to spend $19.
I doubt I'll ever go to Oklahoma in my life.
Yeah,
it's in Oklahoma?
That's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
Look, I've never been to Oklahoma. How can Tulsa have a nice golf course? It just seems like a nubs play. Like,
there's
a really nice golf course in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, Max Homa tweeted out, he said this is the best course he's ever played in his lifetime.
I just find that
and
shocking.
Southern Hills has hosted the most PGA championships out of all the all the courses
but if you
to
tell,
do so.
If you tell me that like Long Island has a beautiful golf course, I'll believe you. Shinnecock, it makes sense. You tell me that.
Well, it's only because you've heard of it.
Oakmont is beautiful.
So hold on, you just have no regard for Oklahoma.
I have no regard for Oklahoma.
There can't, be a single nice thing in Oklahoma.
Right. What's your lowest seed, Cakes?
It's hard to believe that there's a course that would host multiple PGA events in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
This is fifth.
I just find it hard. It's hard for my brain to wrap around that.
I guess Cakes has never been to Augusta, Georgia.
I haven't. Well, I've seen it on TV.
They got a decent course there.
I know they have an amazing course.
Well, it's kind of like Laurel. And then there's Augusta National in the middle of it.
Right.
Yeah. Like if you tell me there's a really nice golf course or 10 in California, I believe you. It makes sense.
Just because of the weather?
The weather, the
landscape, the ocean.
The topography.
Having not been there. What I love most about this is you having not been there. Having not been there.
Never.
And
I've been to Texas. I've been close. Yeah. Like, but
give
never
me
been
your
to Oklahoma.
Your bottom three seats.
Bottom three nubbiest states?
Yes. Off the top of your head.
Ooh,
and
that's a good
you
one.
Don't have to have been there. So Oklahoma is clearly
Oklahoma's
in there.
Clearly one. I would throw Mississippi in there.
You've been to Alabama. Alabama gets a bad rap.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that in the bottom.
Kansas.
I'll put South Dakota, just because plains. It's butt cold in the winter. Nothing really of renown there.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe North Dakota. So maybe North.
I think it's
what's
in
the
South
difference?
Dakota.
Yeah, but so I'm saying maybe then you hate North Dakota.
No, I don't. I have hate for none of these places. I just have no regard for them.
Right.
I mean, and I've hard time.
Well, if they have Mount Rushmore,
like you told me that, hey, we're going to host a PGA championship in South Dakota. I would call shenanigans. I'd be like, can't host it in South Dakota. Hawaii makes sense. Mm. Sure.
Well, if you're going to hammer Oklahoma, you got to hammer Kansas. They're basically the same state.
Yeah, but I believe they have
they got Jayhawks.
Jayhawks in basketball.
Well, you got the Sooners.
Are they
decent?
In hoops?
In football.
I mean, they're decent, but they usually get their doors blown off when they get to the Final Four.
Right, so you like Kansas better because they've got a good basketball team over big football team.
I don't really have a lot of renown for Kansas either, I'll be honest.
I was throwing that out there. Yeah.
Remember, Cakes loves Wizard of Oz. Based in Kansas.
The Wizard of Oz is a silly. I don't know why
on the contrary, what are your top three? You can't count Hawaii. That's too
top
easy.
Top three states?
Top three.
Easy.
California is number one for him.
He's going to say South Carolina.
I've never been to Hawaii.
You got to take that out because everyone would say Hawaii.
No,
because everyone would say Hawaii.
All right. California. One.
That would be 50 for me, but go ahead.
Florida, even though it's super white trashy, two. Three? What would three be? I don't know.
You go there for vacation
probably
every year.
South Carolina, yeah. Yes. I'd probably, those would be my top three.
Man loves the beach.
He does. So do I.
I love the beach.
Who doesn't love the ocean? I could do mountains, too, but I mean, I would always choose the ocean over mountains.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I forced a week at the beach on my family this week. I said, we're going to the beach. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Because we always do the Outer Banks. I said, I don't want to just go to the beach once a year. I want to go twice.
Right.
Okay? And my wife is, I want to go to Rome. I said, go to Rome. That doesn't stop me from going to the beach.
Hey, Tina.
She wants to go to Rome?
Oh, no. She's been there, but she wants to take the kids and everything. Yeah. And she says, I want to go to Rome. And I want to go. I said, go to Rome. But I'm going to the beach on this week.
That's a good move. Yeah. Don't go to Rome.
You go to the beach too? Go to Rome? I don't care where you go. I'm not going to Rome. You go to Rome whenever you want to go.
Look, if it took 20 minutes to get to Rome, all right, I get it. But it's such a long freaking trip. Oh,
there's
brutal.
A 0% chance I go.
Yeah.
She's welcome to go anytime she wants. Book the trip. Yeah,
but you know she's not going to do that.
Oh, no, she probably will.
She's not going to go without you.
Oh, she will go without me.
She'll
she don't
go
care.
Without him.
She doesn't care about me.
When? When's she going?
Doesn't matter. Whatever the kids want. She'll go with the kids. She'll go with their. Right. Yeah, she doesn't care about me at all.
Okay.
Go. I'm going to the beach, and whoever wants to come can come.
Beach greater than Rome. I mean,
I agree.
It's not. I've seen Rome in Gladiator 100 times.
I agree.
It's got a big ruined Colosseum. Whoopee-doo.
But my point was, me going to the beach has nothing to do with you going to Rome.
Right.
Go to Rome. I just know I'm going to the beach in the summer.
Sure.
Right? We're going to hang out with all the hillbillies and them to drink beer.
All your friends from PA.
Yeah.
You hang out with all of
That's
them.
That's what I want to do.
Right. So. All right. When we come back, we'll talk some NBA. Pat Beverly was going in hard on CP3 yesterday. Was it fair? Was it unfair? We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll get into some Carson Wentz talk, some nice. Commanders talk, have some differing viewpoints on Carson from some media people, so we'll get into that at 7.
We're getting close, Cakes. I mean, we're getting closer. They've had the draft.
Yeah.
You know, those guys will be, when do they report? Like, late July?
Yes, for training camp.
For
yeah.
training camp, late yeah. July. I mean, it's a couple months away.
I mean, Drab and I, we're in the midst of a fantasy draft right now for a keeper league. Right now. We're drafting all the rookies. Wow, as we geez. Speak. Drab just made a pick like 20 minutes ago. It's here.
Right.
Who did he take?
I don't know who he took. I don't care who he took. I care about who I took.
Right.
Who I have taken.
Yeah, but he might have taken somebody off your board.
He might have. I don't know. I mean, my board shockingly looks exactly like fantasypros.com's board. It's basically the same because I don't have a board. I'm just stealing one from right. the interwebs, which is the way it should be. I mean, I'm gonna have rookies ranked. Are you serious? No, of course I'm not.
I'm surprised you guys are doing it so early.
You got to get your rosters set and ready to go, Jason.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
even months in advance. You know how it works. All right, so we wanted to get into some NBA talk, and Patrick Beverly was going in hard on Chris Paul yesterday on one of the hot take shows that I only watch when I'm exposed to them in here during the show hours.
Right. You never watch them at home.
I would never consume that content outside of this bubble that we work in every day. Mm-hmm. But I saw him yesterday, and I saw the response on Twitter, and I believe
he did the rounds. When those guys are guests on ESPN, mm-hmm. they go on every show. So he did SportsCenter,
right?
But then he did Mike Greenberg's show, which is called Get Up. He did First Take mm-hmm. with Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he did Max Kellerman's show, whatever that's called. And he just does all the shows.
Right.
So and he was provocative.
We have a bit of a mashup of some of his clips talking about CP3 here.
What are you saying to that?
Basketball player, you could see it in their eyes. They were scared. It ain't about Luka taking his soul. They knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch, trust me. They have iPhones. They have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, man, he did it to me. He did it to me, Kawhi, Paul George. I'm damn sure you're going to do it to them. They know that. Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of him.
He's funny. He's like, I'm not going to tell you names. He's like, screw it. I don't care. I'm just going to tell
you. Is he with Minnesota?
Yes.
Minnesota, right?
True.
All right, keep playing that.
True. He's not lying about
man,
that.
CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA
he
know
can't
that.
Guard,
everybody
he can't
know
guard
that.
Anybody.
What we call him? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows that. It's just y'all don't want to accept.
Now, that did make me laugh when he basically called him like a pylon. Like he's just, you're just going to go right around him with no resistance whatsoever.
Right, right.
That did make me chuckle.
Well, I watched almost every minute of the series against the Dallas Mavericks, and Phoenix was a heavy favorite. They had 64 wins. Historically, teams that finish with the one seed with such a huge gap on the number two seed, they generally win the NBA Finals. Like, it's a ridiculous percentage. So they were the heavy favorites. Yeah. But he does get exposed. Now, Luka's a different guy. He does it against everybody.
Right.
A lot bigger than Chris Paul. But J.J. Redick was on that show with Beverly, and he had some analytics, and it was something like they can do an isolation, like if a player is being defended by Chris Paul, how many points per game would that team score if they just did that?
Right.
And it was 118, meaning you have a lot of success going one-on-one against Chris Paul.
Sure.
Now, some people are upset that Patrick Beverly said this because he's Patrick Beverly. I have no problem with that because I don't believe you need to be an all-time great to judge all-time greats.
Chris Paul plays
undeniably an all-time great, 9-time all-NBA defense, 7 times all-NBA defense first team. But he's 37 and he's not that guy anymore.
Right.
And if you watch the series, in the first two games, Chris Paul was fantastic. And maybe he got hurt. I know Jason was talking about him limping afterwards.
Well, I mean, unless he was faking the limp.
Well, they changed.
Which I doubt.
Dallas changed their approach. And part of that was they went at Chris Paul over and over again. Mm-hmm. So early in the series, Phoenix went at Luka. And then Luka was challenged by his coach. And he started playing better defense. And they also switched some of his matchups. But they went at Chris Paul over and over and pounded him.
Valdez. Well, please don't call me a cone out on the golf course when we play for the Purple Heart Open. Can you please, no cone Jones for your boy? Can you keep it in your pants,
Valdez,
please?
Can you run the clip? Do you have the clip when he's talking about guarding Chris Paul versus Steph Curry? Do you have that?
I do not.
That's pretty funny. He says, when I guard Chris Paul, I have steak and wine the night before. When I guard Steph Curry, I go to bed at 8 and tell my girl not to call me.
He needs his rest.
See, that's what
he needs a shot.
I don't care about the legitimacy of the comments. I just think they're funny.
I like the Jones.
Yeah, I just like to hear the Jones.
The Jones are good.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
Well, it's clearly personal. And JP, you can critique other players, and a lot of those guys do that kind of stuff when they get brought on. This was personal. He hates Chris Paul. Chris Paul's an all-time great player. He's just taking personal shots at him.
And I did find it funny, too, that yesterday afternoon, the news started leaking out that Chris Paul was dealing with a quad injury, I guess, for at least part of part of that series.
Well, did you see that Pat Bev tweeted during the game at 8 o'clock when Phoenix was getting blown out? He said, just wait. Someone on Phoenix is going to pull up with an injury and hobble off the court at the end of the game.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Paul
pretty
did.
Pretty close.
He did. I mean, unless he was faking the injury.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards, who's a teammate of Patrick Beverly, up-and-coming player for the Timberwolves, he had like an Instagram post where he ripped into Phoenix, too.
Mm. So people are just crushing the Suns, just killing them.
That's, I think, the point we're trying to make here, Pat Bev, is that no one is, if Luka, that's what Wendy just said, if Luka had scored 60 last night and they win by six, we would have all said, unbelievable player. The Suns didn't show up. They didn't play. They scored 27 points in the first half on their home floor in a game seven for a team that, however good or bad we think they were, they did win 64 games this year. It is something that I think has stunned a lot of people. How do you explain it?
First off, I know a lot of them, I'm going to get a lot for this, but, you know, I don't really care. They benched the wrong person. Should have benched Chris.
Mm.
And I'm not saying bench him now. Once you see they starting attacking Chris early, and you know that might become a problem later on, you need to see how my team works without Chris in the game a little bit. I got benched. We won, though.
Right,
so
right.
You don't even remember that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So as a coach, you have to understand that, man, I have to understand they're attacking my main guy. I can't get buckets from him. I have to make an adjustment, whatever that adjustment is. And that's no fault against Monty. He's a great coach of the year. But T. Lou, if T. Lou's there, he's making that decision. It's a hard decision, but he's making
it. It did make me laugh when I saw a clip of the Suns, and I'm not sure if it was before this game or not, but the Suns are like, they're working out with their trainer, and DeAndre Ayton's on like the most rickety pull-up bar I've ever seen. Looks like he's about to fall over. Devin Booker's doing dips, and then somebody's like, Luka was eating McNuggets and probably doing vodka shots and just dragging you guys.
Right, just killing you.
Why are you wasting your time lifting? It doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing doesn't matter. You're going to get scorched no matter what.
Man, this is a ton of criticism on Phoenix.
Yeah.
And
they're
CP
just killed.
Yeah.
Well, they were
and
heavy
Booker.
Favorites again.
I know.
Home court, game seven, and they're down by almost 50 points at one point.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even imagine that that's going to happen when it's the number one seed and they've got a home game on game seven.
Right.
I think Chris Paul is an all-time great, but watching some of that, like on replay yesterday, people anointing him top three point guard of all time, I think it's way too much. Like, who are they bouncing out? Magic and Isaiah are better. All right,
now,
I'm not gonna go with old timers.
You're not gonna go with like Bob Cousy.
I'm not going with old timers, but Magic and Isaiah are there. And then like, is he better than Jason Kidd or John Stockton or Steve Nash? I mean, maybe.
I don't know who would you rather have.
I probably would have Jason Kidd, and
I'd rather have all those guys.
I don't know about all of them, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess when you're talking about Stockton, it kind of depends on who else you have.
Right.
I mean, Stockton was a great player, but he had Malone.
Right.
I don't know. It's very interesting to me that there's been a lot of criticism for CP3 and the Phoenix Suns.
It's just because he's about to – look, he's going to come back next year, but he's about to retire, and he is an all-time great, and he'll be one of those guys like Charles Barkley.
But, Drabby, you're right. Clearly, there's something personal there between Patrick Beverly and CP3.
He just
doesn't like him.
I think they just – they don't like the way that Suns conduct themselves on the court.
Right.
I think they talk a lot of crap.
Yeah, CP3.
Have you watched their pregame? What the Suns do in pregame? I know the Dallas Mavericks posted it afterwards like a taunt.
What was it?
You need to see it. It's like JaVale McGee going nuts, and they're all barking, and they're doing dogs, and Tatra Aiton's on like all
that's
fours.
That's the problem, Case.
Yeah, JaVale McGee.
That's JaVale.
All you need to say. JaVale McGee was in the mix.
Yeah.
Probably at least some bad chemistry. All right, when we come back, we will pivot. We'll talk some Commanders, some media types have some differing viewpoints on Carson Wentz. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.